Good day, I'm Peter Gay Hodges with JIS Midday News for Thursday, August 31. Coming up, government to implement vehicle pre-shipment inspection process, manufacturing sector up by 2.4%, and schools urged not to lock out students for lateness. The news in detail after the break.
Energy Vision 2030, making electricity cheaper. We now use cheaper natural gas to make electricity at the Bogue Power Plant in Montego Bay. And we are building an all-new efficient gas-fired power plant in Old Harbor to replace the old oil-fired one we have now. Energy Vision 2030. Efficient, diversified energy for all Jamaicans.
Now the news. The government is moving to implement a pre-shipment inspection process for used vehicles entering the island as part of efforts to ensure consumer protection and fair trade. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanbury, says the move comes amidst allegations that motor vehicle odometers are being tampered with to reflect lower mileages, as well as discrepancies in model years suggesting that vehicles are older than stated in their supporting documentation. He notes that 8% of complaints received by the Consumer Affairs Commission relate to motor vehicles. Mr. Stanbury was speaking at a consultation session with used car dealers earlier this week, where the pre-shipment inspection process was outlined. A Japan-based company has been selected by the government to conduct the pre-shipment inspection of vehicles. Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, Dr. Wayne Henry, is reporting that the manufacturing sector grew by 2.4% during the April to June quarter. Dr. Henry says the growth was spurred by expansions in the food, beverages, tobacco, petroleum products, fertilizers, and paint subsectors.
The growth in food, beverages, and tobacco reflected higher output for beer and stout, up 46.9%. Bakery products up 6.8% and animal feed up 3.9%. These increases outweighed the lower production recorded for sugar, down 30.4%, and poultry meat, down 1.3%.
He adds that the production of gasoline products went up by 15.7%, fuel up by 12.6%, and diesel up 1.4%. Meanwhile, the construction sector also grew by some 1.5% during the quarter, due largely to increases in both residential and non-residential construction. He adds that total housing starts during the quarter increased to 1,687, up from 385 units during the same period last year. The National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, has employed enforcement officers and an investigator to help prosecute persons who contravene the Solid Waste Management Act. The agency says this is part of continued efforts to safeguard the health of Jamaicans and maintain the country's beauty.
NSWMA must play a part in maintaining the beauty. And if we have to force our citizens to play their part by ticketing, by court appearance, whatever means that we have to take to ensure that we safeguard the citizens themselves, we stand resolute to ensure that we keep them in line and keep them in check.
Regional Operations Manager for Western Parks and Markets Waste Management at the NSWMA, Mr. Garnet Edmondson. Mr. Edmondson was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News. And Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Ruel Reid, is urging school administrators not to lock students out when seeking to discipline them for lateness. Senator Reid says administrators should utilize alternative methods of discipline to treat with the issue, noting that the Child Care and Protection Act does not support locking students out of school. He adds that the practice has been shown to increase their likelihood of engaging in antisocial activities.
We are appealing to our administrator that we're going to work with you to help to deal with all the persistent issues of indiscipline, but we want all of us as a society to respect the law and follow the law. In regards to the students, we'll work with the school administrators where students are displaying persistent belligerent behavior, uncontrollable behavior, then we'll have to have some amount of treatment.
Minister Reid was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Monday. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.